Hey, what's going on, New Life family and friends? Thank you for joining in again this weekend. Hey, you just saw a promo for our Easter one-day offering. So I just want to remind you that on Easter Sunday, the challenge to our church is to bring one day's wages to an offering Easter Sunday. 100% of those dollars are going to go to Convoy of Hope for our one day to feed the world. Your one day's wages can change their every day. These dollars will go to help feed children all around the world, empower women, and go towards disaster relief. And you know what, church? I think it is timely that we have chosen to do this as a church. We chose to do this before we knew this epidemic was coming. And I think this is the perfect time that we as a church can be generous and we can help the world recover. We can help make sure that people have their just basic needs through in this time. So right now, church, I want you to begin to pray and think about how you can respond to our Easter one-day offering on that Sunday. Well, there's many ways to give here at New Life Church. I know that this weekend we're not passing the bucket in our rows, but you can give online at newlife4kokomo.org/give. You can find a way that you can do that online. You can send your gift and your offering in the mail, and you can text New Life to 77977 if you would like to text to give. So you can do it in that way. I want to remind you that if you give the missions to continue to do that, we have missionaries in all around the world. The Assemblies of God is in over 100 countries around the world, and they are needed right now during this time. So if you give in that way towards missions, I please encourage you to continue to do that as well. Now, at any point in time during this message today, you can text the word CONNECT to 765-347-9127. Maybe you're new to New Life Church, maybe you're somewhere in the Kokomo or greater Howard County area, you would like to connect with us, you would like to find out more information about New Life Church, you can text CONNECT to this number and we will get a hold of you. You can fill out a form right there on your mobile device. Also, New Life family, friends, if you have any type of prayer request, this is another way that you can submit that prayer request to us right now. At any point in time, even during the message today, maybe God's going to prick your heart, you can text CONNECT to this number and we can give you some next steps that you can take in your faith, okay? Well, hey, I want to once again welcome you back. This is week two of being quarantined as a church. We're all having our social distancing going on. I want you to know, church, Jenny and I, we are praying for your health and safety. And if you're in Kokomo and you're seeing this some way, somehow, I want you to know our church is praying for our city, our leaders, and we're praying for your families. And so I just want to encourage you this morning. Thanks for jumping in online again today. I want to welcome you. So today, I want to begin to continue to speak into today's current environment, current situation that we are in. And so to title this message today, I've simply titled it this, Sanitize and Revitalize. We've heard a lot about, you know, sanitizing our hands, wash your hands, don't touch your face, social distancing, all of these really important things to help reduce the spread of the coronavirus in our area. And so it is important to sanitize, but I also want to talk about revitalization this morning as well. You know, there's all kinds of stories out there about sanitizers, you know, being purchased off the shelves, and the shelves at grocery stores are empty. A lot of people are buying these things up to protect themselves, protect their families, stay clean. So I want to talk about how to sanitize and revitalize. And actually this morning, I want to look at Acts chapter 2. Looking at verse 1, it says this, when the day of Pentecost had come, they were all together in one place. Suddenly, a sound like the blowing of a violent wind came from heaven and filled the whole house where they were sitting. You know, Jesus had told his disciples, his followers, to go and wait for the promise of the Holy Spirit. And so they went, they gathered, they prayed, they gathered together, and they continued to pray. And then they saw what seemed to be tongues of fire that separated and came to rest on each of them. All of them were filled with the Holy Spirit and began to speak in other tongues as the Spirit enabled them. And now staying in Jerusalem, God-fearing Jews from every nation under heaven. And when they heard this sound, what sound? When they heard the sound of this mighty wind, this commotion, this fire, when they heard this sound, a crowd came together in bewilderment because each one of them heard their own language being spoken. And utterly amazed, they asked, "Aren't all these who are speaking Galileans? Then how is it that each of us hears them in our native language?" And then it goes on and says, "We hear them declaring the wonders of our God in our own tongues." You know, the day of Pentecost, it was not just a historic event, but it commemorates a mighty act of God. And the thrilling thing for us to remember is that the power of the Holy Spirit is no less now than it was then. It's no less now than it was then. You still have access to the power of the Holy Spirit. It wasn't just for this occasion. And I would say that what God did then, God can still do now, and I pray he would do it again in our lives today. There was two great symbols that God chose to reveal himself on this occasion. If you remember, we saw two great things. The first thing that we saw was the fire. It says it was like as of fire in Acts 2:3. All throughout Scripture, fire is used as a symbol of God's presence. Consider this. Abraham saw the burning lamp. Israel saw the pillar of fire. Moses saw the burning bush. Elijah saw fire from heaven. And Solomon saw fire descend and burn up the sacrifice. And Hebrews 12:29 says that, "For our God is an all-consuming," watch this, "fire." So fire is this powerful symbol of the presence of God. I would say this, that fire is the most powerful purging element that we know. You know, this past weekend, my family, we moved to Kokomo. As your new pastors here at New Life, we finally got a place to stay. We moved to Kokomo, and my boy's favorite thing to do these last few days is to take all of the boxes and things like that and take it out back in the burn pile and burn it. And they can take all this rubbish, all this stuff, and turn it to ashes. They can rid most of it. And fire is the most powerful purging elements that we know. One spark that can start a flame can start a forest fire and clear entire forests. One spark, one flame can bring down an entire house. It can purge things. It can burn things up. It is the most powerful purging element we know. And I would even and watch this. The best place for germ-laden filth is in the incinerator. The best place for germ-laden, virus-filled filth is the incinerator, because even fire can purify any virus, any impurity, anything germ-laden, anything of filth. Fire can purify it. This fire of the Holy Spirit is the fire that we need in us to purify us, to cleanse us, to make us right standing. It's the most powerful purging element we know. You know, I recently learned of the Great Plague of London. In the 17th century, in 1665 and 1666, there was a great plague in London, England. This plague, when it hit the city, it killed about 25% of their population. About one quarter of London suffered and died from this plague. It was tragic. It was kind of like the last wave of the bubonic plague at the time. And if that wasn't bad enough, that same year was the year of the Great London Fire. So not only did they experience a plague epidemic that killed 25% of their population, but in the same year, there was the Great London Fire, and the fire consumed 70,000 out of 80,000 buildings in their city. The fire burned, and it burned up homes and businesses and churches all over the city of London. But here's the interesting thing. Historians say that the fire was the best thing that could have happened to London in that time for two reasons. Number one, the fire burned away the virus. The fire pushed away the plague. It was gone. It burned up all the filth. It burned up all of the disease. And the second thing historians say that was so great about the Great Fire of London was that it gave London an opportunity to rebuild something new. Part of the problem why there was such an outbreak in London in 1665 and 1666 was because they still had open sewers. They still had poor infrastructure. And the fire gave them a reason, gave them an opportunity to rebuild. But the fire also cleansed them of the virus that plagued so many and took so many lives. It was a blessing. It was the best thing that could have happened to them. And it seemed like a tragedy, but it was great for them. So here's what I would say about fire, is that fire, it sanitizes. Fire sanitizes. You know, we're all about making sure everything's sanitized. We're getting the Lysol wipes. We're cleaning stuff. We're keeping our social distancing. But there is a fire that can sanitize not just germs, not just filth, but it can sanitize the worst parts in you, this fire of the Holy Spirit. And perhaps the trouble with some of us is that we have not had a big enough fire. We have not had a big enough fire in us. And I would say this, we have to allow God to do the burning work of His Spirit that alone can cleanse our hearts. The burning work of the Holy Spirit. And right now is a more important time than ever to allow God to do His burning work in you. It is time, friend, to fan to flame the passion of your faith. It is time now more than ever to fan to flame your passion for God in this time of uncertainty, in this time of trouble. Fan to flame your passion again. Fan to flame in this time of quarantine, this time of social distancing. It is not time to distance yourself from Christ, but to fan to flame the passion of God in your heart. We need a fire. We need a big fire today that will help cleanse us, that will help purify us. And I would ask you today, how is your passion for God today? Have you allowed all of the weightiness things that we're facing right now to bring down your faith? Are you beginning to doubt or become skeptic? I don't know. But here's what I challenge you to do today is fan to flame your passion for God. Allow it to burn bright, burn hot in you. It's more important now than ever. You know, I've been getting some questions where people are asking me, do you think that all of this stuff happening in our world today, Pastor Devin, do you think this has to do with the end times? Do you think Jesus is coming back soon? Is He going to snatch us up? Are we living in those times? Are we living in the last days? Well, friend, to be honest with you, I don't know. I don't know if these are the last days. But here's what I do know. I'm living in my last days. None of us know how many days we have. None of us know how many years we will live. Even if I live to be 80, 90, 100 years old, I'm still living in my last days. This is the last time I'll live in 2020. This is the last March in 2020 I'll ever live in. These are my last days. And so it is more important than ever that in my last days, that I fan to flame my passion for God. So listen, New Life Church, even though we're not gathered here, and I'm preaching to an empty auditorium today, even though we're not gathered together, do not lose sight of your faith. Do not lose sight of what God is doing in your life. Do not lose sight of what God is doing in our church, in our community, and in our world. It is time to continue to fan the flame of passion that it would burn bright inside of each and every one of us. And when the day we get to come together is going to be the greatest celebration that we've had in a long time. As we bring our flame together, we bring our light together, and we can shine bright, and we can shine to the world, and we can stand for Jesus. And in our last days, we know that they will matter most because we fanned the flame, the passion, and the heart, and the love of God in our lives. Fan it to flame. So the first thing we see in this is the flame, the fire, the presence of God. The second thing we see is the wind. It says a sound like the blowing of a violent wind came through that room today. It filled the whole house, and the wind filled every person in the room in Acts 2. The wind. Let's look at, I want to show you in Ezekiel chapter 37, it says, this is what the sovereign Lord says to these bones. There was this vision of this valley full of dry bones. And here's what I know about dry bones. They've been dead for a while. And they're not just bones that with no flesh on. They're dry bones. They have been laying there a while. It's been dead for a while. But the Lord says to these bones, I will make breath enter you, and you will come to life. I will attach tendons to you and make flesh come upon you and cover you with skin. I will put breath in you, and you will come back to life. Listen to that again. He says, I will put breath in you, and you will come back to life. Listen, Kokomo. Listen, New Life. The Lord says, I will put breath in you, and you will come back to life. Then you will know that I am the Lord. He will put breath in you. So this is what I'll say of this wind, is that if fire sanitizes, then it's the wind that revitalizes. It can take dead things and bring them back to life. Dry bones and flesh begins to form back on these bones. Ligaments, things begin to move. The skeletons begin to stand. They begin to come back to life because of the breath of God. There's this new fad happening in the last year or probably more. It's called oxygen therapy, where people can go and actually get oxygen treatments where they are consuming higher levels of oxygen. And listen to some of the benefits. They say that oxygen therapy, it boosts energy levels, increases your endurance, helps you recover from physical exertion, increases concentration, and it also relieves stress. I think someone today, listening to this right now, wherever you are, you need to take a deep breath. You need a deep, deep breath. What you need, friend, is you need the breath of God. The breath of God that will bring life back to you. The breath of God that will energize you. The breath of God that will relieve you of the burdens and the stress. It gives you endurance. It helps you recover from physical exertions. The breath of God takes dead things and brings them back to life. And maybe somebody's watching this today and you feel like you have not felt for a long time. You've not experienced the love of God like you thought you used to. You need the breath of God today to revitalize your spirit, revitalize your soul, and that dead things would come back to life. And that's my prayer for you today. The breath of God is doing that right now. And I pray that the Spirit of God would be breathing on you wherever you're at, wherever you're listening to this, and you can breathe deep the breath of God this morning. Recently, I saw something that my grandfather, Les Sharp, something that he wrote when it comes to this filling of the Holy Spirit. This is what he said. He says, the Christian life is meant to be the outliving of the indwelling of Christ. Without this power, in all its fullness, the church becomes the custodian of dead creeds rather than the interpreters of living faith. You can have a living faith today, not a custodian of dead creeds, of dead things. But of a living, breathing faith in God. Breathe deep this morning. So these two symbols, fire and wind. Here's the equation. Is the fire of God's presence plus the wind of the Holy Spirit equals immediate life transformation? Well, we see that early church in the book of Acts chapter 2, when they experienced the fire and the wind, they were transformed by God and they were filled with a boldness that they hadn't had before. They went out into the streets proclaiming the goodness of God. They went out proclaiming it in such a way that it says that 3,000 people were added to their number that day. That kind of power. And listen, New Life Church, I pray that you would experience the fire, the breath of God today, because God is wanting to use us. He's wanting to use this church. He's wanting to use this city to be a reflection of his love, and that great numbers are going to experience salvation. So listen, this morning I want to pray for you today. So wherever you're at, whatever you're doing, I just want you to just take a moment right now and just close yourself off from all the things you're thinking, all the things you're wondering, and I want you just to reflect with me today. I don't want you to waste another moment, waste another day that your flame is not burning bright and big. But fan to flame your faith today. And during these times, we need to stock up the fire of our hearts and to be sanitized by the fire of God. And when the chaos takes your breath away, I want you to remember to breathe in deep the breath of God. I want you to remember that when you feel stressed, when you feel the burden, when you feel exhausted, that you can breathe in the breath of God. It will revitalize you. Be revitalized today. Let me pray for you, church. Heavenly Father, you are the best. And Lord, I pray that right now you would fan to flame our passion again. That in this time of turmoil, in our time of chaos, in our time of uncertainty, God, that you, our passion would just increase. You would be more real. You would be closer to us than ever before, that we will draw near to you. We fan to flame the flame of our faith more than ever. And God, I pray for those that are tired. I pray for those that Lord, have physical exertion, those that have stress, those that feel the weightiness of all the things of the world right now. I pray that they would experience the breath of God that brings life. It brings dead things back to life. And that I pray that for them now in Jesus' mighty name. Amen and amen.
Thank you so much for joining us in our online experience today. I hope you enjoyed it. I know I did. If you want to stay connected with us, if you made a decision for Christ today or you have a prayer request, feel free to shoot us a text. Text the word CONNECT to 765-347-9127. There you can connect with us if you have a prayer need, made a decision for Jesus today, or whatever you may need can be done at that textable phone number. We also want to remind you of the ways for you to give financially to the ministry. You can mail in your tithe and offering to here to the church, or you can use the website newlifeforkokomo.org, or you can also text to give New Life for Kokomo at 77977. We love you. We are praying for you. We miss you. And please know that we are praying for you every single day until we can meet again. We love you.